One of the great things about being in North Texas is the support for the arts. And right now, Dallas is supporting the arts, especially through April the 30th with a big giving foundation function. Communities Foundation has launched the North Texas Gives to the Arts. And they're trying to raise $100,000 by the end of the month, which usually ought to be a slam dunk. One of the great beneficiaries of that is TUCA. That's the Arts Community Alliance. Maura Scheffler is the CEO of TUCA. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
So happy to be here, David. Thank you for having me.
You know, I've known TUCA and I've heard of TUCA and I've been working for places that have benefited from TUCA probably for at least four decades. But until this moment, I don't know that I ever quite realized it stands for the Arts Community Alliance. It's just TUCA. It has been forever.
Yes, it has. TUCA is technically our legal name. We have been around Dallas since the late 1960s, fueling a vibrant arts community for Dallas is what we like to say.
Well, and indeed you do. So the way I was thinking about it, so with Communities Foundation is raising this money and some of it's going to go to you, I sort of think of the Communities Foundation as like a clearinghouse for philanthropy. You don't know where to give your money, but you want to give some money away. They'll help you. They'll vet. And you guys sort of seem like a clearinghouse for the arts.
We are indeed. You know, what I like to say is most people in Dallas or in any community, particularly Dallas, you ask them what their top arts organizations are and they can name you probably five. TUCA supports over 60. We invest in 60 organizations of all shapes and sizes across Dallas. We really see our job, I used the word vibrancy a minute ago. We see our job as supporting not just like if you think of a garden that is colorful, has plants of lots of different shapes and sizes, but also one that's healthy. And so TUCA is an investor on behalf of the generous donors who choose to entrust us with their funds. We invest in over 60 arts organizations across Dallas with our grants. And then we also provide the fertilizer, arts-specific professional development to help arts leaders and artists and arts organizations work smarter, not harder, to focus more on just getting the work done and doing the incredible work that they do for the arts.
There are a lot of great causes out there, and I've seen a lot that have great ideas and the end product is wonderful, but they're run by people who have absolutely no concept of how to keep a set of books or how to do business. It's not necessarily a skill that you learn, you know, at the Arts Magnet, for example.
I can tell you that I know that firsthand. I am a musician originally. I went to music school. I'm a graduate multiple times over at SMU. But in music school, they don't teach business unless you take classes on the other side of the oval. They teach you about your craft. And so, you know, I was lucky enough to go to business school and to get that degree, but everybody isn't. And so we see our job as an organization is only providing arts organizations with the funds, but also in helping them think about a lot of those principles and practices that will allow the investment that TUCA makes in them. They're artists. They're incredible makers. Let them do that. How can we make the other part of their job easier?
Makes a lot of sense. You know, it would seem to me like on a couple of levels, the arts may be under attack, the likes of which we haven't seen for a long time. I mean, we've got an economic slowdown right now. I hope that's all it is, that it's just a slowdown. But it's causing people, you know, to put off buying, you know, cars and going shopping and that sort of thing. And I would think they'd have to rethink about giving money away that they think they might need later on. And then also, I see what's happening with Lincoln Center and some other places, and it seems like this may not be a great environment for the arts, politically speaking.
So I would say to that I can see that case. I also know that in the history, any of the times when we have had tumult, we have had challenge, like in the Great Depression, the 1940s, people turn to arts and culture as their outlet. And so I think now more than ever, we have to turn to the artists and the creatives and support them. Also, the community would be boring without arts and creativity. We would have less color, and it's so important.
And there's no argument here. We need it, and we love it and enjoy it. It's just, I don't know right now. I would think it'd be harder than usual to get money.
I think that is definitely a question that many of us are grappling with. And I also would say that's why initiatives like North Texas Gives to the Arts are so important. And that's the kind of support we need, the groundswell of support from communities, people who know that this is valuable. That is really what we need. And as we figure out where the rest of the landscape is going to go on a national level, et cetera, that arts and culture continue to exist and thrive in this community, and they get to continue to see the work that they want in the community in which they live, work, and play.
So does TACA go out and sort of anoint arts organizations, or that they come to you making a request for a grant or for some money, some seed money or operating money?
It's definitely the latter. So we run a very comprehensive grant program that runs, we run multiple, but the big one runs over about 10 months of the year. Organizations apply for to TACA to receive funding. And then we also activate a list of 30 to 40 community volunteers who are former artists, practicing artists, really kind of passionate, dedicated arts patrons who go to like everything. And we enlist them as our secret shopper for the arts. And so over 10 months of the year, they go out and they observe work, because how else do you evaluate something as subjective as arts and culture? You have to experience it to really know what it is that you're looking at. And so these folks see work, and during a few months of the year, they review applications, they look at financials, they look at the narratives, and they make sure that their experience in person matches what they read on paper. And then they help us make the important grant decisions that we make for our funding. That process, that comprehensiveness, is one of the reasons we have incredible partnerships with organizations like CFT, because they know that we have a really deep infrastructure that helps us that these organizations, and that's critically important, again, when you're evaluating something as subjective as arts and culture can be.
I like the concept of the secret shopper. I understand it perfectly. It paints a great image of the mind's eye. So you guys actually live in the Arts District, right? I don't think you always did, but you office there.
Yes, we are in One Arts Plaza.
I can't think of anything better. Well, anyway, well, good luck. It is the Communities Foundation of Texas, North Texas Gives to the Arts. And in particular, I'm so proud I now know what TACA is. The Arts Community Alliance. It's the last time I'll ever say that. TACA. Mara Scheffler is the CEO. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, David.
Thanks for more of a conversation. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.